Hello, this is Grant. I'm thinking Cardiff.
Yo.
Oh, thank goodness it's you. I
Yes,
thought you were
you
somebody
think
else.
Cardiff.
Somebody I
Who did
didn't
you
want
think
to
it
talk
was?
to. Some rep from IOU. He's
Right.
just
Annoying.
annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he picks up
Oh.
the phone like every time, like as though it was like thrown at his face. Like he's like oh shit, like this was just thrown at my face. I'm like, oh, like you sound crazy.
Yo, people shit on the IOU rep so much. It's
Well, that's the thing.
hilarious.
The rep is just frustrating. But then, like, they have loan specialists who send out the offers, and they're all like a dream to work with. So it's like a weird
Yeah.
contrast.
That's weird.
Yeah.
'Cause I hear that so much, especially from partners out in California. It seems like it's the guy who, the rep who runs that territory is just brutal.
It's not like he's like mean, it's just like he's asks
They just said that he's
dumb,
annoying.
yeah, like dumb questions. Like he'll be like,
Yeah.
oh, like I need these bank statements. It's like, why? You declined the file. Like, why are you asking for additional steps? You declined it, you know? Like, you're gonna try
Yeah.
and revive it when we have three other options. Anyways,
Wait, I'm trying to think. Is his name? What's his name?
Reginald.
Okay, all right. I think that there's another California guy who's really bad as well.
I don't know. I didn't know how to ask for another rep, but whatever. My like niche with them is like if we have everything ready to go and we can just
Yeah.
sub and get an approval without any back and forth, then like IOU is worth it. But as soon as they start asking for additional things and this guy starts
Yeah.
calling, it's just kind of like, like we can try, but at the end of the day, we could see it being a lot of effort for like nothing. It's not like it seems as though he
Yeah,
has the
that's
power to
hilarious.
overturn things, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought you were him. You're not.
So, a few things. Torres Home Health, do you guys want to syndicate on that deal? We
Oh, fuck. Is it like funding now?
in an hour. We've got like
In
less
an
than an
hour.
hour, maybe. I
Fuck.
told underwriting to hold off until I wait for a response from you guys on it.
Shit. What's the term on that?
Let's take a look. Let me just take a look for the terms. Yeah, like I'm not sure if you guys will actually want to. It's like a 14-month term.
It's just a little
Anyway.
long for our
No.
usual appetite,
Yeah.
but we'll
Yeah.
certainly like look into it.
Oh, no worries.
All right, I'll try and make that
Thank you.
a priority to let you know.
Okay. And then I'm gonna get back to you about PF Chang's today.
Hey, do you guys not have PF Chang's out there?
We no. Oh, I've
You've
had
never
it.
heard
Well,
of
when I was
it?
in California though, it was insane. Evan made me get it.
Yeah,
It's
like,
so
yeah, but
super
it's like not
good.
on the East Coast.
Not on the East Coast, exactly.
That's so funny. I've been to so many PF Chang's like all over California
It's
and like
so
parts of the
good.
West. It's like a gourmet Americanized Chinese.
Yeah, exactly. It's
It's good.
awesome.
That's why we chose
But I've got
it.
a drawback on it.
What's that?
They don't deliver, so somebody's gonna have to pick it up.
Well, that's fine. I can drive over and grab all the
You're cool
stuff
with
and
that?
bring it. It's 4 miles down the street.
Okay, I tried to get them to figure something out and they said, sorry.
Well, that's no
So,
problem, man.
all
That's
right, I just wanted to
it's
make sure that
easy.
was cool with you too.
Yeah, dog. Well, again, thank you. We're all excited. We're gonna like have a day where we have like the PF Chang's, and
Yeah.
then like we set it up on that day because
Alright,
after that we're gonna
I'll
go
do that
as the
then.
operations
But make
team to
sure that
like
they can
this
run around.
painting class where like you can drink wine and beer. So
Oh,
it's
that
gonna be like a
sounds
fun day
awesome.
Wednesday.
That's awesome. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, PF Chang's lunch and then wine and beer painting.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. I've actually seen that in New York and I've always wanted to try it, so let me know if it's good.
Got it off Groupon. It was like 20 bucks.
Yeah, that's awesome. There was actually Groupons and stuff for that in New York too.
So yeah, it's gonna be a nice Wednesday for us. Is there anything else I can
Okay.
help you with though, brother? You have a good
Yes,
weekend?
I've got. It was great. It was pretty chilled. I went out on Saturday night, and then I had school on Saturday during the day, and it was good. Pretty relaxing. Except
Nice.
Saturday night, I went out like pretty too hard. I was
Too
out too
late.
late. Yeah.
Past your bedtime.
Past my bedtime.
Mama Mar wouldn't approve.
At least it wasn't a school night.
Yeah.
What about you? What did you do?
What did I do? I don't know, I just like went to some breweries down the street. Watched After This Dog.
Watched what?
I have to watch After This Dog, so pretty much just hung out
with that. Oh shit, yeah. Oh, that's cool though.
Yeah, it was relaxing as well. Yeah, try dog sitting.
It's just a lot of effort.
Really hard. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Definitely helpful.
Especially in New York in like a tiny apartment as well. It's like a...
Yeah, just walking down and taking them out to the bathroom must be a bitch.
Yeah. Alright, so one more thing. So, we're constantly like making adjustments to improve our scoring model or adjust our scoring model. So... Our risk team reached out to me, and they were looking for feedback on recent approvals. Would I be able to send you out an Excel spreadsheet with some recent deals, and in the email I'll include what they're looking for, but it's like whether the deal funded or not, the funded amount, the buy rate.
Competition.
Different, yeah, some competitive info on the landscape.
Yeah, I'll just get one of our interns to do a little write-up regarding each deal, saying, hey, customer in silence, but we also had these approvals. It funded here.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I can do that.
Yeah. So if it, other approvals, if it didn't close, the main thing is maybe deals that we lost as well, like ones that we put out an offer on and you had a better approval elsewhere and you just move forward with them. So
yeah.
We'd really appreciate it, and I'll include all the information that we're looking for in the email. And then if you could like, they're looking for the feedback back by Thursday, so it'd be great if you could get it back to us by that time. There's quite a lot of deals on there, so they gave us a bit of time to get the feedback on it. But obviously, it's going to be beneficial for you guys as well in terms of in the long run when we're making adjustments to this model. And then
you bring back retention pricing for us, right?
That's the goal. Different things like that.
Our sales reps got really excited. Tell your team that they were like, okay, Four's ready to compete. They're ready to go. Their funding process is faster. They're offering these rates.
Yeah. Awesome. No, that's great feedback. I've got a question though, and maybe your sales manager and you can give me some feedback on it. Mm-hmm. What do you think would create a larger uptick in the retention pricing? In request.
Use of it?
Yeah, the use of it. It's a big question.
I'll have to chew on that one.
Can you try to maybe give me some feedback? I've got a call scheduled at 2 p.m. with the head of our risk, and he's going to be asking about it as well.
I mean, the main areas that it would be used is just in competition, you know? Like when we're competing on a deal, the person needs better pricing. That's usually, like, at least with New Logic's retention, that's always when we would use it. You know, we don't just hand it out if the customer doesn't have other offers floating out there, you know? It's just like, this is what you get, buddy. But, you know, when we're competing with other ISO, or we quoted them with on-deck pricing and even that was too expensive, even though maybe they had more money or longer term than you guys. Those are generally the situations, just off the top of my head, I can think of where retention is being used, so.
So I've got a question. Do you, like, based off that info, what I'm sort of taking from it, like, is that it's in a unique situation, and even if we increase, let's say, the ability to upsell from 6 points to, let's say, 7 points or so, it's not going to shift the needle. It's not going to really matter, right? It's not going to move the needle.
No, if you were to weigh the OFI, maybe, but no, not. I wouldn't say a point difference is going to make it. The OFI could definitely change things. But, I mean, I understand why you need that OFI, because of the risk of lower buy rates, you know? So I'm not holding, you know, that, you know, like, as though that'll necessarily happen, but... You know,
that's
definitely something that all the sales reps look at. Is there going to be an OFI? How do I talk to the customer about this and make them okay with it?
Yeah.
On Torres? Okay, 1 second here. Stay on the line. So Kara is saying, ask Daniel for a copy of the month's date they got from the go-to meeting. Do you know what she's talking about?
Yes. I do.
Can you give that to her?
Yeah, let's take a look here. 1 second.
I'm not sure.
Of course. It would be my pleasure.
Okay. This is for Torres, huh? Okay. Good. Also, random side note, maybe want to write this down. I think that there's a submission we just send in short time of business for a dental office, but I think they have good credit, ATX Dental. I just keep an eye out.
Okay. All right, I'll keep an eye out for it. Do you want me to send this just to Cara, or do you want to be included on this email too? Grant. Grant.